Parshas Mishpatim, Harav Avishai David. The positioning of Parshas Mishpatim at first glance seems to be somewhat puzzling. On the one hand, the Parsha of Yisro culminates with halachas that are relevant to Mizbeach. The Torah says, Mizbach Adamo Taseli. And the Torah continues, V'im Mizbach Avonim Taseli, Lo Sivne Ezen Goziz, Ki Char Becho, Heinafta Olea Vatechal Olea. Furthermore, V'lo Saleh B'malos HaMizbechi. So since we're talking about the Mizbeach, which of course is connected to the Mishkan, to the Migdash, one would have assumed that what should follow upon the heels of that is Parshas Truma. The Torah in the beginning of Truma formulates an obligation, Vasuli Migdash, V'shachati B'socham, and we have in Parshas Truma all the different apprentices of the Mishkan. So that would seem to be the natural Hemshech. That's one issue. Why did the Torah place betwixt and between, bein lebein, between Yisro and Truma, the Parsha Mishpatim? Secondly, the Gemara says in Krisos and Daftes, b'shloshu dvarim nichnusu Yisrael the bris, Klal Yisrael entered the bris with Hashem Yisbarach, utilizing three modalities, b'mila, circumcision, tefillah, immersion in a ritualarium, in a mikvah, v'atzuas domim, zrikas adam. That's described in Parsha Mishpatim in Perech Chavdalet. Undoubtedly, this event is an indispensable precondition for the bris between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael in Har Sinai. So the question is, why did the Torah decide to divide the Har Sinai experience into two? Namely, Maamar Har Sinai is described in Parshas Yisro, the preamble, the Hakdama, and Perek Yutes. And then we have what seems to be an extension of that, or a chelik of that, at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, that is primarily with Mamonis. And then, at the end of Mishpatim, once again, we are witness to Mizbeach, to Maamar HaSinai. You know, it's essentially the Maamar HaSinai experience is truncated, interrupted, in medias res, with the Parshas Mishpatim. The Michilta quotes in Machlokes Tanoim, and it's also Machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, this bris that said at the end of the Parsha, was this bris before Matan Torah, after Matan Torah? And perhaps this might be dependent upon the old Machlokes of Rishonim, whether Ein Mukdam Mamucha B'Torah applies across the board, or there is room for a kind of adjustment under compelling circumstances. The position of Rashi, Ein Mukdam Mamucha B'Torah, Torah doesn't always present narratives in a chronological order, but even granting that, the question that needs to be posed, why the Torah placed the story out of its chronological place, and what's the value, what's the erech of this entire parsha? Namely, the parsha at the end of Mishpatim, with the Agonos, with the Zvika Saddam, the Gemara in Krisos, B'shol Shudvarim Nichlus Yisrael the Bris. The Ramban contends that that entire event took place after Maamar HaSinai, that's described in Yisro, and after Moshe Rabbeinu taught the people Parshas Mishpatim. So the question is, why the separation? Why is it this aspect of Maamar HaSinai is only founded upon the heels of Mishpatim that deal with Dina Mamanis. And we know the three modalities that I mentioned a few moments ago, from the Gemara in Krisus and Daftes, from the Ramban, from the Rambam Hilchos Esurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel, Halachas Aleph Beis and Gimel. The Rambam also describes the process of becoming a Ben Bris, which of course is the paradigm for all conversion, for all Geirus, that involve three steps: Bris Mila, circumcision; Tevila, immersion in the mikvah; Hatzas Korban. And in later Daras, all these three come together. But here, it is delayed till after Parshat Mishpatim. It would seem almost inexorably that somehow the Geirus of Klal Yisrael could not be completed till they accepted Mishpatim. There was something missing without the element of Mishpatim. The non-Jewish world does not know of Chukim, of Mishpatim. Bal Yidom. And only when we completed internalizing the Yisoides of Mishpatim, then the Torah then presents the second half of the Bris of Har Sinai. Chazal tell us that the Goyim are essentially with their systems of justice, and yet their system of justice is not the same as ours. Ribbono shel Olam is the makor for our mishpatim. V'eila mishpatim asher tosim lifneihem Moshe Rabbeinu is told by Hashem Yisbarach to tell Klal Yisrael. Mishpatim are certainly an integral part of the Bris, are connected to Hashem Yisbarach. And Pasuk says, Imishlai Melech Memishpat Yamid Aretz. This is a very significant aspect that we have to somehow convey, namely the centrality of Mishpatim. Mishpatim are etznai to Kabbalah Satera. You cannot separate Mishpatim from Maimon HaSinai, from the Bris that Hashem was Koreis with Am Yisrael. The Medrash in Shmais Rabba writes, Ve'ish Trumos Yaseno, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Zechocham Shiyodeya Halochais Umidroshais Va'agodos. You have a Chocham who's out Quran, who's knowledgeable in Halochi, in Medrash. Ve'yosem Va'almono Holchem Etzlo She'yase Din Beneyem. Widows and orphans will come to him for a din Torah. V'oy melahem. Aseik ani b'mishnosai, eini ponui. V'omal yu elokim malini alecha, kilo achrafte es ha'ilom. Someone chas v'sholom, who was able to somehow extricate himself from involvement in Mishpatim, Ki'ilu, that person is guilty of destroying the world. Chuban Olam. One who lives in this world has to be cognizant of the value of Mishpatim, interaction between human beings. One has to engage in Tzedakah v'Chesed. One has to preserve the guidelines of Musar, of Mishpat. These are not simply universal kind of elements that are common to the Ummah Sa'ilam, to the nations of the world as well, but rather the values of Musar, of Mishpat, of Tzedakah. It's true, there is a universal kind of component to it, but ultimately it is really the basis for what Klal Yisrael are all about. It's our warp and woof. Fundamental. Incredibly basic. And this is the reason why we mentioned a number of occasions there was a conversation that took place between Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal and Amisha Feinstein Zatzal, And the question was posed, why do we teach young children when we start learning with them Gemara, Eilu Mitzias, and Perek HaMafkid, and Perek Meruba, primarily areas of Nezikin? So, Rasa, I'll let you thought, because all the sharp svaras, you want to develop a person's critical acumen, his ability to analyze, to ferret out, to understand the Yesodos, the fundamental principles that are embedded in these areas. And Amisha Feinstein, that's all contended, that is not the sole reason, perhaps not even the major reason one does so, but rather the primary reason for engaging in these areas, because we are bound to teach our young charges sensitivity to the possessions of every human being, sensitivity to people's sensibilities. The interaction with other mechaber has to be of the highest ethical and moral nature. There has to be a recognition that interaction should reflect every tzad v'shal of it, every step of the way should reflect the Yad Hashem. The Gemara says in Brachas Nabav and Aleph, Minayim l'shlosha she'yishim b'din she'shchino imayim. How do you know three people who are sitting in a din Torah, the Shechina is present? Shenema bekerem Elokim yishpoit. The Gemara continues. Minayim l'shnayim she'yishim v'eskim b'teo she'shchino imayim. Two people involved in the study of Torah are also zeichet to Hashuas Hashchina. Shenema Oz nidbu yirei Hashem ish el re'eyu. One to the second. Vayakshev Hashem vayishma. Vayikosei b'sev zikar in the front of. Le'yirei Hashem v'lecheish v'yishmai. Ask the Gemara v'chimi achad afilu trei t'losim yibayi. Once we know that even two people have this kind of dialogue and the Ribbono Shel Olam is there, t'losim yibayi, what is the need to tell us about three? Ma'u d'seima, I would have thought, dina shloma b'yalmahu. Kamash malon, the dina nami hainu Torah. What exactly is the Havamina Maskan of the Gemara? So the Dubna Magid explains the Havamina was that what is the major function of dinim, of the judicial system? Tribunals, courts of law, are really primarily for one function. Litikun ha'ilam. We want to protect the underdog. We want to protect those that are being taken advantage of. We want to protect society from thuggery. We want to, in effect, create an atmosphere where people feel comfortable. That's the major function of Cheshire Mishpat. Tikkun Olam. We don't want a society that's run amok. We don't want a society of chaos. We don't want a society that's full of wildkeit, wildness. And therefore, we instituted a system of justice. But the non-Jewish world also has a system of justice. And as we mentioned earlier, even though Bnei Noach and Itztavu al Adinim, and according to the Ramban in Vayishlach, then it's Tave and Geneva, and Eino, and Eishik Schar Sochir, and the gamut, the range of Cheshire Mishpat areas, similar to our halachas. And as the Ramor writes in the Tshuva Simen Yud, Ben Noach is enjoined in all the Mishpatim, the whole range of Mishpatim. But the thrust of a Ben Noach fulfilling these dinim is based on Tikkun Olam. That's how the Radak Keseder writes his Perish on Tanakh. Otherwise, we'll have a situation, Rachman Litzlan, of Ish Es Re'eyu Chayim Blow. Each one will eat up alive the other individual. However, that's not the intention of Hashem Yisbarach, says the Gemara here in Brachas. Shechina is with three who are sitting in a Bezdin. Shechina's with two people who are involved in the study of Torah. What does that mean? It means that there are many, many details, a lot of minutiae involved in Mishpatim in order to become an Am Kadosh. V'eila Mishpatim, says the Medrash, Is he named of Mishpat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyev es HaMishpat unesonoi liYisrael oyavav. Hashem gave Mishpat to members of Klal Yisrael who love him. The idea of Mishpat, of course, is in the hands of Hashem Yisbarach, Ya Mishpat Elokim Bo. Melech Oyeid Tzedakah Mishpat. Hashem is very desirous of Mishpat. So, what the Midrashim are telling us is that the idea of Mishpat is not just Netikun Olam in order to correct the world, but rather, Mishpatim constitute one of the Ikrei Hadas. Mishpatim are given by Hashem Yisbarach. Even though there may be some universal element involved in Mishpatim unquestionably, but ultimately, Mishpatim are not simply for Tikkun HaOlam. They are relevant to Klal Yisrael in the most beautiful and distinct kind of ways. It's not just because of universal ethics, but on the contrary, Mishpatim have the same substratum, the same foundation, the same anchor as any other set of mitzvahs that we have. And therefore the Torah felt constrained. First it presents in a preamble to Matan Torah, to Yisro, that which is required for Aseres HaDibros. And then the Torah presents the entire world of Eilam Mishpatim HaShatosim B'Fayim, not simply for Tikkun HaOlam purposes, but to recognize that this is the Dvar Hashem. The way to connect Hashem is Baruch is through honesty, through ethics, through morality, by being glatt in one's entire behavior. And then the Torah could subsequently finish, culminate, close the process of Matan Torah with the bris of the Shlosh Dvarim Shenichnu Yisrael, B'milo Tfila V'Hatzlas Domin. Halavai that all of us should be zeicha, not just to be mekayim the Aseres HaDibros in all of its detail, all of its minutia, b'chol protea dikdukea v'chavanei sera, but simultaneously to become people who are anshei mishpat, anshei tzedek, people who recognize that all the codes of mishpatim were not only given the tikkun olam, but primarily and preeminently to bring us closer and closer to Hashem Yisbarach, thereby once again creating his dapkus, his chabrus, with the Shechina and with all of Klal Yisrael, that together we can be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim in all of our actions and our daily lives on an ongoing kind of basis to the fullest extent. And that itself will undoubtedly lead to a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, not just from the perspective of Klal Yisrael, but the Ummah Ha'olam will say, Yisrael Asher B'choy Espoir. Now we understand why Hashem Yisbarach has so much pleasure and so much hanor from Klal Yisrael. This is the nation that glorifies His name through our fulfillment of not just the formality of Maimon HaSinai, but Mishpatim, honesty, Yashrus. That itself is godless, that will in effect, Be'ezah Hashem, bring us to the Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Amen V'Amen.